Welcome to AncestorsBackThen.com. During this series, we'll learn how our ancestors lived in the 20th century, early to mid-1900s. Their stories are fascinating. I think you'll enjoy it. Let's get started. So, can you tell me what influenced you to enlist in the service?
I certainly can. It was really, at the beginning, not my dad, okay? It was my mother. Because my father was in Korea and had no knowledge of what was going on. I just graduated from high school, and my mom wanted me to go to college or join the military. She just came in one day and said, okay, you graduated military or college? I said, neither one. I just graduated out of high school. And she said, oh, no, you got to go to one. I said, well, I'm not going. And, she took me down to a recruiter and had me take the test and wanted me to get in the military. Well, I don't know how many people know this, but I flunked on purpose.
Oh.
Yes, I did. So then the guy, the sergeant, called my mom and said I couldn't get in because I failed the test. I got a beating for that.
Oh.
And then she said, we're going down here again, and you're going to pass this test. And I said, I didn't say anything, really. I just sat in the back of the car. And we went to the recruiter, and I aced the test, of course.
Mm-hmm.
They weighed me in, and I was too little. I needed to gain, 5 pounds. So he said, she needs to gain 5 pounds of rat, and she's out of here tomorrow. So he said, feed her a bunch of bananas, and we got her on a bus tomorrow. And I was pissed.
Why did your mom want you to go in the military?
I guess because of my dad, and she just didn't want, I always thought she just wanted us out and about. They had raised us, and now it was time for us to get out.
The reason I asked that, because see, my mom took my brother down, drove my brother to the recruiter's office because he was smoking a lot of weed and causing a lot of problems. So that's why I was asking you, why did your mom want you to leave? Okay.
Well, you know what, Brenda? I was a bad girl. I was a spoiled brat. I did what I wanted to do.
I remember.
Yeah, I did whatever I wanted. I never smoked, but I was out there.
Oh, that's all right. Look, we were all out there partying and everything when we were younger.
That's why they sent my butt to Philadelphia all the time, so Grandma Honey could take care of me.
Right, right, right. Well, I guess we should tell everybody by now we're first cousins, so. Double cousins, actually.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yes, double.
Yeah. Double because brother and sister married brother and sister. So we're related all the way around.
We're all over the place, and I love it.
And people are probably wondering, well, if you guys are so close, why didn't you know this? I was busy partying, and as you were, having fun.
Okay.
Yeah, looking for husbands, you know.
Yes.
We hadn't grown up yet, you know?
Yeah, we didn't grow up.
So I didn't find this information important, but I find it a treasure right now.
Yeah.
So mom took you down, you aced the test the second time, and then where did they send you off to?
To Anniston, Alabama, for basic training. It was different, but you know what? It was fun, because I didn't feel like I was in a prison in my house, like I had to do this, I had to do that. We did a lot of wax on, wax off. My detail was the kitchen. I would you clean that until it was spotless. That's how come we're all spotless now.
Right,
because
right.
Because it was always like that Karate Kid, wax on, wax off. That's
right.
My job.
Well, because your dad was in the military, so I guess that's why he was so strict
and everything. And he would actually come home and do the white glove test. We would all line up at the door, sound of music. Dad would come in, and he would look at us, and we would jump on him and everything. That was an everyday thing. Yeah, he would pick us up in the air and just swing us, and we'd have a good day,
right.
How we were and everything. Then he put us down, and we stood in a line, and he said, what'd you do today, Tina? And I said, And as I was doing, he had his finger across the table, and if there was dust on it...
He knew.
He said, well, I think you didn't do anything today. That's how strict it was.
You guys were a strict military family. I didn't know that.
We were really a military family, but it paid off, and I love every minute of it. But yes.
I'm happy to hear you say that. Tell me some more about the basic training. What did that entail? What did you do?
Oh, okay. Well, the basic training was really fun. We got up every morning. That's why I'm prone to get up every morning at 5 o'clock in the morning. You make your bed, and it had to be where you could flip a quarter on it, and mm-hmm. that quarter better flip back up. If it didn't, they would tear your bed apart, put it in the middle of the floor, the sheets, the mattress, and everything. And if your footlocker was, the clothes had to be rolled up, okay, they would dump it all in the middle of the floor. Well, there was a lot of us that had that happen, but I got it more than anybody else because I wasn't doing that.
I do believe that.
I put my bed so tight that the quarter is going to come back up. I didn't understand that, but I got it, girl. I did so many 50 push-ups, pull-ups, sit-ups. I had to clean the bathrooms with a toothbrush.
Wow, so that is true.
Yeah, I did so much cleaning a damn toilet that I now still clean the toilet with a toothbrush.
Now, I hope that's a toothbrush that you set aside specifically.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I've got several toothbrushes, and I clean the showers with that toothbrush.
What?
As well. The sinks and everything. Then you had to mop the floor, and that was my duty. Mm-hmm. So I got it done, but I learned a lot. And they would get in your face and say, give me 50, because I was always messing up. Private, give me 50. And I was like, I was just, give me 50, and don't you dare talk back to me. That was another woman that was the first sergeant.
Ooh.
And she was so close in my face that you could feel her spit. Yeah, I'm at attention the whole time. Mm. And you know I didn't like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know I didn't like that. So I give 50, and then she says, clean up this mess. So I have to clean up my clothes and everything. Then we went on drill duties. We had to do obstacle courses. We had to do KP, which was mess hall duty.
Mm-hmm.
The obstacle courses were like running under barbed wire. You run to the barbed wire, then you'd have to be in mud. And you go there on your belly, really.
And you were okay with that? You thought that was fun?
Yeah, that was fun for me. All this was fun. It was like freedom.
Okay.
Yeah, this was good for me because it was freedom, and I aced it all. I was like, I love this. KP duty was great. Got to eat all the food I wanted. Washed the dish. I did love it because of the food.
Tell everybody what KP duty is.
KP duty is cleanup detail after the mess hall. Everybody has eaten, and you go in there and wash the pots, everything, scrub. Mm. Anything that had to do with cleaning, you did it, but you got to eat all the leftovers.
Mm.
So for me, that was an honor to do that. I was like, okay, I'm liking this.
I can't believe you're saying all this. I'm thinking you were going to tell me, oh, I hated it, you know.
But I loved every minute of every day that I was away from my mom's house. Daddy was always gone to have my freedom. And it was like, I could do whatever I wanted, but under strict guidelines. But my mom, I think, my mom was stricter than the military.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. She was stricter than the military.
Because she's so sweet to all of us. So I didn't know. Because, you know, we lived in different states and things like that.
Right. It was freedom for Tina. And then we go and they taught us how to fire an M16.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. I learned how to fire an M16. And the funny thing about it was, and this was all still in Anniston, Alabama. This was a basic training to get us to go to where we were going. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in, I wanted to do the 71 Lima, which is admin, whatever you do, it's administrative for the military. And so that's what I did.
How'd you feel about handling a machine gun? Did that frighten you?
No, it was fun.
You were fearless.
Yeah, everything was great. It was just like, wow, look at what I get to do.
This story is amazing. I did not expect to hear any of this good stuff.
When you have the M16 in your arm, and it's the first time you've ever held a weapon, it's fun because you're seeing a target down there, and everybody's shooting. So for me, this was like extracurricular activities.
Hey, listen, did you ever do any combat missions?
I never went into combat, and I'll get to that because my dad did not allow that. My dad had pull in the military.
Mm-hmm.
But I did shoot the M16, and I came out as an expert. I was an expert M16 shooter, better than my dad, better than Donald, and better than Jim. I was, and better than my ex-husband. I was an expert.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yep,
that is amazing. Well, if we spent less time looking for husbands and partying, I'd know some of this stuff. did you see the movie 6888?
No, I did not. Okay. I don't remember that.
Okay, well, I won't spoil it. You know, I know you'll see it at some point. But when I saw it, I thought about you because I always thought you were a boss, especially when you sent me that picture when I was doing the family ancestry about 4 or 5 years ago. I'm like, look at her. My website is still growing, so at some point as it grows, hopefully I'll have that picture put up on my website with your permission, of course, because it's just so special that you did that, and I didn't know how important it was at that time. In the movie 6888, I was really in awe of those ladies that they did that in horrific conditions, again, without giving the movie away for people who haven't seen it, and I was so proud of them, and I thought of you. I'm like, wow. What do you think about women who want to enlist in the United States Army today? You think they should do it?
I think they should. It's the best thing that ever happened to me. As I stated, I went in as a spoiled brat, and I came out as a woman.
So it made a woman out of you.
It certainly did. In Anniston, Alabama, you know, we're getting ready to graduate and stuff, and I have to tell this story because these girls were like, oh, my God, who are those guys? And I was like, Three guys coming up. One was a colonel, one was a first sergeant, and one was, I don't know, but he was an officer. My dad was in the middle. And I'm like, and I got out of formation, and the first sergeant said, Private, get your ass back here now. The three guys, and as the guys got closer, and I said, oh my gosh, that's my daddy. And I ran out of formation, which you never do. And she said, Private Yeomans, did you get in line and give me 50? I said, no, that's my dad.
No, you didn't.
The defiant one.
Yeah, she said, give me 50 more. And my dad was watching that colonel and that other guy, the closer they got. Mm-hmm. She went to them, and I don't know what she talked about, but after I did the 50-50, 100, then she said, okay, Private Yeomans, come over here. And I came, and my dad, and he introduced me to the colonel and whoever else, and he said, I came to get you out of the military. You can't handle it.
What?
And I said, Daddy, please don't make me go back home. Please don't make me go back home. I'm doing good. I told him I would never disrespect you because the military, the Army is your home. I'll never mess up. I love it. I'm doing good. Don't send me back home.
Aww. So, because I was going to ask you, why was your father Anniston, Alabama?
Yeah. I guess he had called my mom to find out how we were doing.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom told him that she made to get in the military.
Okay. And he didn't like that.
He did not like it. Yeah. I went from basic training to where you go, it was Fort Dix, New Jersey, where you go in for your education and what you want to do in your life, your career.
Mm-hmm.
And they teach you, it's like college or school, for admin assistants, whatever you want to do in the military. So my first one was admin, and that was like 8 weeks of training at Fort Dix, New Jersey.
Mm, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And after you graduate from there, which I did, then I got special assignments to go to Europe.
All right. But listen, this was not your first time in Germany, though, right?
I went to Germany at the age of 5. I spent 13 years of my life, probably more than that, with being in the military family. And today I really understand why my dad did that for all of us, because that was in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't want us in that lifestyle in America.
Mm-hmm.
So he kept us over there.
And then after that, they sent you on your first assignment to Europe, right? Do I have that right?
Actually, no, go back. How did I do that? After Fort Dix, New Jersey, my special assignment was at Carlisle Barracks, Pennsylvania.
How could we forget that?
We did that.
Yeah,
Linda.
Because I came to work in Carlisle and you were there. We had some good times.
We did some really good.
We will keep that to ourselves.
We will not share that.
That's right. What happened in Carlisle stays in Carlisle. Right. But
and Philadelphia.
We had even better times there. Bigger city. We had even more fun there.
Goodness.
That was your last assignment in Carlisle, Pennsylvania?
In America, yes. I worked for the Army War College.
Right. And then did you go to Europe after that?
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So now that wasn't your first time in Germany now, was it?
No, it was not.
So tell us about the first time you went to Germany, as you recall, with your parents, you know, and your dad. Tell us what your dad was in the Army. What was his rank?
My dad retired Sergeant Major, but when we went there, I don't know if he was an E7, E8 or whatever, but he was high in rank.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to Ansbach, was the first place. Okay, it was me, my mom, my brother, and, you know, joining my dad in the military there.
Yeah. Okay. Did your dad, I'm jumping around a little bit here, though, but did your dad ever do any combat missions?
No. And the reason? Because he was the only son of his mother.
Okay.
If you're the only boy, you have to carry that name. You don't go to the military in wars.
You were only 5 when you arrived in Germany. So do you recall anything about what you saw when you first arrived, or you were just too young to remember anything?
No, I remember everything, and I loved it there. And the people were very nice. It was, the culture was basically, of course, white. I never felt out of place. They treated us like they loved us. And we had a white maid.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
No, we had a white one. Mm. Other people in America had black ones.
Of course.
A white one. And she was very nice. I can't remember her name, but she was very, very nice. But she was always yelling at me because I kept my room nasty. Like
you were 5. Come on, you were 5.
Yeah, I forget her name. But anyway, she was awesome. And we would get to go to different places in Ansbach. And see where my dad was a tanker. Mm-hmm. And we would get to see parades there, go to ice skating, walk in the forest. It was peaceful there. You didn't have to worry about all the crime and everything.
You're painting a really great picture of Germany right now. It warms my heart to know that they welcomed you with open arms. I did want to know that.
Yes, even in the school systems. And we were treated like royalty almost.
Wow.
There was no color. Mm-hmm. There was no color. And my parents, we never talked about color. They never did.
You were just humans.
And we never did.
Mm-hmm.
I knew the color of my skin, but we never talked about color. We just lived our lives.
The way it should be now.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Mm. How many times did you go to Germany?
Okay, we lived in Ansbach. The next place was Bad Kitzingen, so that's 2. Jan was born in Nuremberg.
Oh, he was born, and your second brother was born in Germany.
Yes, in Nuremberg, Germany.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah, Jan was.
You know, I need to talk to my family more. I'm so embarrassed right now. But so about 3 or 4 tours of Germany?
Actually, okay, that was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 tours. With my family, my immediate family.
With your immediate family, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you like living there? So it sounds like you did.
I loved it. I never wanted to come back. I would be there now if I hadn't got married. I would live in Europe and visit America.
That's
and the language I picked up, it was great.
Language, let's talk about that. How quickly did you learn to speak German?
Very fast. It was easy for me. It was my second language, basically. And they taught that in school. And my brother and I were both honor students. Coretta wasn't in school at that time. She was still a baby. But we picked that language up. It's really easy. And if you want it, you'll do it. And we did. We both wanted it.
Tell me something in German.
Ich liebe du. That means I love you. Guten Morgen. Wie geht es Ihnen? That says, good morning. How are you today?
Oh, my goodness. And you picked up on that really quickly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I still speak it, which you just found out.
Oh, yeah. I just found that out, that you could still speak German. I know when we were kids, when we were younger, you used to try to teach us German. So that part I do remember, because you guys would come back home to America after your tours.
Yeah.
And you would try.
Go back over. Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah, we sit on the porch. Oh, God, don't cry, Tina.
Oh, I know. I know.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. Cry if you want to. Look, I do it probably like every other day. And we do that. We should let everybody know, because Mom passed a year ago, and it's still extremely tough for us, you know, as it would be for anybody. But we're going to try to move past it. Keep the tears going as long as you want. We'll just continue to talk. Could you use American dollars in Germany? Do you recall?
No. We could on base.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for the commissary, which is the grocery store, the PX, which is where you would go buy your everything, your hygiene, furniture, food, clothing, book supplies and everything. They called that the PX. The commissary was our grocery store. The movie theater on base, you could use American dollars.
Mm-hmm.
But once you went downtown...
You needed euros?
We had to get Deutschmarks.
A Deutschmark is like maybe an American dollar or something like that?
Yes, that's $1.
That is amazing. What type of food did you eat? Do you recall?
We had nachos, breakfast, schnitzel, lots of pizza, brötchens. It was just everything. We ate it all.
Did you do like the bratwurst and sauerkraut and all that stuff?
Sauerkraut, yes, yes.
Pretzels.
Pretzel, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you were okay with the German diet over there. You were okay with that.
Yeah. Loved it. And they're gummy bears. They're gummy candies.
What is that? Gummy candies?
They have them now in America. Gummy bears.
Oh, the gummy bears, but they called them gummy?
We call them gummy over there.
I love it. This has been so educational and fun. Let's talk about the cost of living in Germany. Is it expensive?
When we were there, no, it was not. When in the military, no. With my family, when I went back, myself, I was stationed at SHAPE headquarters in Belgium.
Mm-hmm.
It was very expensive. And I don't even remember how, but I lived downtown in Belgium. And Mons, it was called Mons, M-O-N-S. I never learned that language. German was the only thing that I could speak. I was in a French place speaking German.
Okay? Why were you there? Were you still in the military at this time?
I was still in the military stationed at SHAPE headquarters. That all my assignments were special.
Mm-hmm.
Because of my score that I made when I joined the military.
Mm, smart lady. Mm-hmm.
So, but I didn't stay there long because I worked for the Brits.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't like it. And it was an all-male office. And the Brits are very... Now, that was different for me.
Okay.
So I made a phone call to my dad.
Uh-oh.
And I called First Sergeant. And I said, I cannot do this. He asked me what was going on, and I told him, and I said, get me out of here. And before he got me out of there, because he knew people, it's all in who you know still,
mm-hmm.
Okay?
Always is and always will be.
Always mm-hmm. will be. My dad, you're going to die, because Donald didn't know this, and Donald looked at me like, my dad would polish my boots, because my dad had spit polished boots.
And you when you say Donald, you're talking about your brother, but go ahead. Your dad had spit polished boots.
Thank you. Yeah, thank mm-hmm. you, sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't realize that he did all that for me and not the boys. he would spit shine my boots, mail them to me in Belgium.
What?
I would mail them back to him, the old ones. And that's the thing we did. We would keep, I'd wear the boots, send them back to him. He'd send them back to me, polished more. I can see your face in those boots.
Look, Daddy was taking care of his girls.
Yeah, yeah. And that was what we did, you know. And he kept me going. He got me out of SHAPE headquarters. And then that's when I worked for my dad my last 2 years in the military in Fulda, Germany, where my daughter was born.
Oh, man, your daughter was born in Germany, too. What kind of cousin am I? But, you know, I do my best. I try to take care of the family ancestry, but there's still some things.
It is
a lot.
There in Fulda, and he got an Ansbach. That's his closest, because it was in Carlisle Barracks, too. Mm-hmm. So we both got a sign in Germany, yeah.
Would you recommend Germany as a vacation spot for anyone?
Excellent, yes. Germany, Italy, Switzerland, Norway, Czechoslovakia.
Denmark and all that stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have been everywhere in Europe. I have not been a lot of places as an American in America. Traveling was done in Europe.
Oh, that is fantastic. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Sightseeing. Did you guys ever visit Berlin, take a stroll by, like, what else is big there? The Rhine River, things like that. You did all those things like that?
I did all of them, even East Berlin.
Oh, wow. Oktoberfest, did you guys do that and drink a lot of beer? And
yes. My brother's son was born in Berlin, yes.
Junior was born.
Junior.
All right, so that's three family members, immediate family members, born in Europe. I got to tighten up on my family ancestry. Because it's been wonderful spending this time with you in more ways than one. I'm so glad you came to my mind. It took Tyler Perry's 6888 movie for me to think, oh, my cousin is loaded with information.
I'm game for that, but you know, I got to tell you this. I have to tell you this. The only reason that I got out of the military after 8 years was... I had gone out partying, missed my dad's formation at 5:30 in the morning. I got there, but it was past 5:30 and everybody was in line, right? And I came running to the formation and my dad said, Sergeant Yeoman? Yes, Sergeant Major, get up here. And I came to him and he whispered in my ear, you're late for my formation. Nobody does that. Meet me in my office.
This is when you were working for him?
Yes. And
at least he didn't make you drop and give him 50.
No, it was embarrassing enough to be in formation with all my troop, with the troop, because it wasn't just me, it was a big formation. Mm-hmm. And to be called out, even though I was his daughter, we didn't address each other that way.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, that's his daughter. He's going to give her slack. Mm-hmm. No, there was no slack.
Okay, good. That's good.
Yeah,
he's tough.
No slack.
He was tough.
So I met him in his office. And he said, at ease, have a seat. And he said, you know, you made a promise to me, you kept it. But the thing I don't like, nobody comes to my formations late. You've been good. You've done a good job. You've got your daughter now. You and him, your boyfriend are together. But I have a piece of paper in my hand that wants to promote you. But I am going to take this piece of paper and tear it up, and I just sat there.
Oh!
And he said, I want you out. And I said, okay.
Uncle was serious.
And I said, what else did I do? He said, the main thing is that there was a war in Lebanon or somewhere, and he did not want me going to war.
Okay.
He said, because my boyfriend at that time would probably go, and we have our daughter. So he said, I want you out. He tore the paper up. He said, you'll be discharged with an honorable discharge, but you got to go.
How'd you feel about that?
I didn't like it, but once he told me and I thought about it and I ran home to tell my mom, I know why he did it, because of the war. He did not want me being in a war or even going near a war.
Do you think women should serve in combat?
No, I do not.
Okay. Any particular reason why, or you just think it's just...
The reason why is because I feel that you're trained to in the military, and I only know that because of who my brother was.
Mm-hmm.
As a female...
Your oldest brother, because both of your brothers were in the military.
Yeah, the oldest brother.
Uh-huh.
And I know more about Donald and what he did. Not really, but yeah, they both did. I know myself, the torture and all of that. that they have done to women in the military? No, not in a war, combat, I should say. And no, I don't think that's, no.
Because of the things that's done to women when they're in combat.
Right. That's my whole thing. And I know a lot of people will disagree with me, but I really don't
care. That's all right. This is your opinion. They have theirs.
Yeah. And I know what he meant by that. The Sergeant Major, what he meant by that. Honor his legacy.
I do too. I love Sergeant Major. Sure. We went out a couple of times in Philly. I don't know if you know about that. We had a good time. My sister and I took. We took your dad out. We had a blast. Yes, we.
He loved it.
Yeah.
He loved it.
Had a blast.
Now it's time for Miss Tina's tips.
One last question.
Okay.
Do you have any advice for women today considering going in the military? Any advice, any tips, anything like that?
I would say to go in, no matter how you go in, but go in with a good frame of mind. It's an education. If you're spoiled like I was, it's the best thing that could happen if you want to live your life in our country today. Because I have a granddaughter that's going in, the youngest one, she's going to the Air Force. She's going to be an officer.
Fantastic.
She called me the other day to tell me, and I told her, this is the best thing you could possibly do. And she says, Grandma, I want to go to Korea. She learned the language herself.
Mm-hmm.
She speaks Korean. And I told her, like I will tell anybody, do it. Don't hesitate. Don't look back. Do it. Stand tall. Be resilient in everything that you do in life. Be bold, be beautiful, be blessed, and be you.
Fantastic. I love that you said the Army made a woman out of you. I love the advice you just gave to women considering enlisting in the military. You come from a military family, dad, your two brothers, and yourself. And it continues. Now your granddaughter's going into the military. The Air Force, a different branch, but, you know, still military. Yeah.
I would have never chose the Air Force, but that's what she wants, and that's what she's doing, and she knows that, and I told her, go for it.
It's been a pleasure. I can't wait for people to hear this. Love you, cuz.
I love you, okay? God bless.
Thank you for your service. Woo!
Thank you for joining us. We'd love to hear your story. Send us an email to bj@ancestorsbackthen.com. That's bj@ancestorsbackthen.com, and we'll be in touch. We'll see you next time.
Don't forget to like us and subscribe.